Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Jonga Kandemiri. Here are our top stories this evening. Zimbabwe's INSCO Africa director is caught up in Panama Papers, a global investigation by the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists. Zimbabweans have running battles with riot police over dysfunctional radiotherapy machines. And Zimbabweans praise boxer Charles Manyuchi for defeating a Russian to lend the World Boxing Council silver belt. Zimbabwe's Reserve Bank says it did not authorize directors of consumer giant INSCO Africa to open offshore accounts uncovered in the ongoing Panama Papers investigation. But INSCO says there is no wrongdoing as its conducts with those offshore firms were conducted in accordance with all applicable laws. Studio 7's Ray Choto reports.
Zimbabwe's Reserve Bank says it did not authorize directors of the consumer giant INSCO Africa to open offshore accounts uncovered in the ongoing Panama Papers investigations. But INSCO says there is no wrongdoing as its conducts with those offshore firms were conducted in accordance with all applicable laws. VOA Zimbabwe is reporting partner with the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists, examination of more than 11 million documents from a Panamanian law firm that reveal a global network of secret offshore tax havens. Those documents show INSCO Africa directors Zinona Kaudaris and Michael Fowler used lawyers Mossack Fonseca and accountants Northern Witchwood to register Federated Properties Holdings Limited, Skyfox, Akia Aero Limited and Akia Aero Holdings in the British Virgin Islands. In January 2015, Northern Witchwood Senior Corporate and Trust Administrator Sophia Bichol wrote to Mossack Fonseca manager Helen O'Kell, informing her that the funds to be transferred to the firms were the INSCO salaries of Caldanaris and Fowler. Offshore bank accounts receiving deposits from money earned in Zimbabwe would violate Zimbabwe exchange control and tax laws if not approved by the central bank. Asked if Caldanaris and Fowler registered such payments, Reserve Bank Governor John Mangunja told VOA in an email statement, quote, "According to our records, we do not have any approval for the persons whom you have mentioned," unquote. INSCO Africa Board of Directors Chairman Addington Chinake said all of its financial transfers constituted lawful movement of funds, compliant with all relevant regulations, including those of the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Chinake, who is a senior attorney with Kenden Immerman, told VOA that at no point did INSCO Africa Limited transferred any such of money representing accumulated salaries into any of the entities as alleged. Mossack Fonseca documents show that Caldanaris and Fowler used Commercial Bank of Zimbabwe reference letters to register the offshore firms, identified by the bank as a prestigious unit for the high net worth customers. A Harare lawyer who requested to remain anonymous said the request for reference letters by Northern Witchwood was a procedural move to show that Mossack Fonseca was complying with British Virgin Islands anti-money laundering laws. VOA Zimbabwe called Northern Witchwood director Sean Ferguson Keynes for comment on this story, but his wife Tracy said he was asleep. Additional calls went unanswered. Mossack Fonseca corporate liaison officer Jordan Spencer refused to take questions on Caldanaris and Fowler or on INSCO Africa, saying he was not allowed to discuss the Panama Papers with the media. More than 100 news organizations are examining Panama Papers documents detailing more than 200,000 offshore entities, some dating back to the 1970s. VOA Zimbabwe continues to review documents connecting Northern Witchwood executives Keynes, Ellis, Hest to shell companies linked to hundreds of Zimbabwean clients. Reporting for Studio 7 in Washington, this is Ray Choto.
The scandal caused by the largest leak ever of data about secret offshore companies enters a new phase Monday when the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists releases to the public a searchable database of documents that reveals the details of more than 200,000 offshore entities and the people in more than 200 countries and territories connected to those accounts. The Panama Papers, as they have been called, are 11.5 million documents belonging to Panamanian law firm Mossack Fonseca. The nearly 40 years' worth of documents show how the firm helped some wealthy people set up offshore firms often used to hide assets and avoid taxes and sanctions. Relatives of cancer patients and health activists today had running battles with riot police as they staged a public protest over dysfunctional radiotherapy machines at Parinyatwa Group of Hospitals. Our correspondent Patricia Mdadigwa has more.
Studio 7 has learned that the radiotherapy machines have not been functioning for almost 10 days now, putting the lives of hundreds of cancer patients at risk. Hospital authorities refused to discuss the matter and referred all questions to Health Minister David Parirenyatwa, who was not reachable for comment as he was said to be attending some meetings. Radiotherapy machines are used for burning cancerous cells to stop the disease from spreading. The protesters, who were egged by lack of action to repair the machines, decided to take matters into their own hands and staged the public protest in Harare, only to be stopped by police in riot gear. One of the protesters, Worship Dumba, who has a relative living with cancer, said he decided to join others in order to force the government to repair the radiotherapy machines.
Since last week, I think that should be on the 28th of last month, the machines broke down. And ever since, the patients are not getting their due treatment, which is supposed to be a daily thing. So now what has actually pushed us here is to actually to try to put pressure on the Minister of Health and the government as well to ensure that those machines are repaired as soon as possible. And if possible, new machines should actually be bought because this is a life and death issue.
Evelyn Tachiwona, another demonstrator, said it was high time government is pressured to declare cancer a national disaster. She said the government should put its priorities right as it appears to be neglecting the health sector.
I am participating in this demo because cancer is now a national disaster and a lot of people are dying. So we are asking the government to do something about this, because you find that a lot of money is being used for things which are not relevant.
Lynette Mudewe, who is the leader of Zimbabwe Activist Alliance, organizers of today's demonstration, said they are unhappy about many issues faced by Zimbabweans, including premature deaths in the country.
We are here to demonstrate our displeasure and disgust at the government of Zimbabwe for its lack of seriousness when it comes to securing, when it comes to reservation and restoration of the lives of people in Zimbabwe. We have got cancer treatment, cancer patients who are dying every day at the Parinyatwa Hospital and in their homes because the only two radiotherapy machines that are available in Zimbabwe at Parinyatwa Hospital have been down. They've broken down for the past 10 days. So we are having what we call premature death. And we are saying as Zimbabweans, as activists, this government must prioritize whatever little resources. It must be channeled to health.
Linda Masarira, director of Zimbabwe Women in Politics Alliance, said such demonstration would pressurize the government to ensure that the critical cancer machines are functional.
There are only two radiotherapy machines in Zimbabwe, one at Parinyatwa Hospital and one at Karanda Mission Hospital. It is very critical that this machine has to be operating since it caters for the whole of Zimbabwe. And it is sad to note that the Minister of Health does not take this issue as a matter of priority, which basically means they've got misplaced priorities and do not care about the welfare of Zimbabweans, which is an issue of major concern. And as activists who have said, we can no longer keep silent. They have to do something about it and protect the lives of Zimbabwean citizens, since it is our constitutional right in Section 76 to receive basic health care.
It costs between 3,000 and 4,000 to undergo radiotherapy treatment in Zimbabwe. Most people living under the poverty datum line of about $560 for a family of six living in an urban setup can hardly afford such treatment. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Patricia Mdadigwa.
In our sports segment, Charles Manyuchi, who defeated Russian Dmitry Maklienko to land the World Boxing Council silver belt, has brought joy to Zimbabweans. Michael Kariate reports.
Manyuchi's followers have gone since Friday, when he took down Dmitry Mikhalenko of Russia to land the World Boxing Council silver belt. The Machingo born boxer has become a topical issue in Zimbabwe, where Quail Beds had become a household name. Sports Minister Makosi Ntlongwane said he's happy about Manucci's achievement.
I'm very, very excited that Manucci has done this.
The boxer's sister Jacqueline said Manucci is a hero after taking on Dmitry Mikhalenko with limited training facilities. Manucci is expected home this evening after passing through Lusaka, Zambia, where his promoters are based. Also celebrating are the Green Machine of Capes United, who shot to the top of the 16-team Kasolaga Premier Soccer League table after a hard-fought 1-0 win over winless Border Strikers. Capes United coach Roy Chitembwe said although they did not win by a higher margin as expected, the 3 points garnered were what they wanted from the match.
Okay, we were quite satisfied, we were quite happy. Though today it wasn't as pretty as we would have wanted it to be.
Border Strikers are without a point or a goal in their 5 matches, and coach Saul Chaminuka is honest enough saying they have to move a gear up if they are to survive relegation.
Played well, but not too well, because if we had played well, we could have won the game. What we need to do is go back and work.
Overnight leaders FC Platinum surrendered their lead to Capes United after that goalless draw against Harare City in their fortress of Mandava Stadium. FC Platinum have the same number of points as the Green Machine, but they trail the former Cup Kings on goal difference. Now to horse racing. Some punters are smiling all the way to the bank after an heralded Rock the Country won the 2,000-meter Castle Tankard at Borodale Racecourse Saturday. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.